Young farmers still holding on. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Tennessee's young farmers, just like their counterparts across the country, are still trying to make a living off the land, just like so many generations before them.
This is my livelihood. The main part of our farm's been in the farm since 1889. It's a heritage for me, you know. I think a lot of the land.
34-year-old Robert Manise of Montgomery County says he wants to stay on the farm and raise his family there just as he did. But the pressures of urban sprawl and commodity prices are raising serious concerns for the future of this family farm.
I believe urban development is probably the biggest challenge in Montgomery County for any farmer. It's within the last 10 years, you can drive around the county and just see houses going up everywhere, and it's harder to pull out on the road with farm equipment.
Manise is this year's Montgomery County Young Farmer of the Year. He and his family raise row crops, cattle, and tobacco. 29-year-old Jeannie Parker is Bedford County's Young Farmer of the Year.
I get several strange looks every day, and when you back up into the cattle barn unloading cattle, you get a lot of strange looks. And but around here, I know everybody now, and at the barns, the markets, and everything, they don't treat me any different.
Now, being a woman on the farm hasn't slowed Parker down at all. And even though she does have an accounting degree in one hand, she says she's content at staying put right there on the farm as long as she continued to make a living.
So it'd be three greats on my grandfather when he bought this farm back in the early 1800s, and so I'm the sixth generation here farming on the same land, and I hope to continue the tradition and maybe pass it along someday to the next generation.
Parker and her family raise cattle and goats and hay in Bedford County. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.